Good morning. My name is Michael Clough, and I'm the superintendent at Sheridan School District, which is a school district in the Denver metro area, if you know Colorado at all. We're just south of the Denver and north of Littleton, and a very small district, but it is, what do I need to do here? So I'm part of the Tri-County CPPW grant, and to put some things in context, I've called my presentation Transforming School Health, How to Mobilize Superintendents for Change Across a Multi-District Region. And in thinking about what I wanted to bring forward today, it's mainly centered on the word transformation and transforming. I get pretty emotional about this topic because what we're all about is really important, and we cannot lose the importance of this. This is predicated, and my transformation took place when I attended a Healthy School Summit in Colorado, sponsored by the Legacy Foundation, that told me this very statement. We are well on our way to raising a generation of children that will not outlive their parents. I want to say that again. We are well on our way to raising a generation of children that will not outlive their parents. It is significant. Another experience I had involved a young man in one of our elementary schools. 8 years old, between 140 and 150 pounds, could barely move between the classroom. His idea of recess was to make it outside to set against the wall. We could not get that child to move. Yesterday I had another experience, a wonderful experience at a health conference of being able to sit by a very, very learned person who was discussing the warranting of bariatric surgery for children right after puberty as a possible solution to some of the obesity problem that we're having. So there's plenty of context to go around to get people moving. Moving superintendents is sometimes a little bit of a challenge. We have a lot on our plate. It is also parallels another issue, that if you happen to be in a school district that comes with multiple challenges around achievement, that is also some of the most significant challenges around obesity. It just follows those patterns. So you've got the state government, you've got the federal government, you've got the community sometimes pushing on you for achievement, and it feels like one more issue that you need to take on to help the public health officials and become part of a partnership to change the way we do business a little bit. I want to share one more story, and again, it's a little intimidating being an educator here with public health professionals, and I look at all the PhDs, and it kind of makes me nervous standing up here. But I had an exercise, and it was real simple, and I'm sure that I saw a lot of dietitians on the name tags, so I hope I get this right. But we had a wonderful exercise at a Healthy Kids Summit again, where we were given a label off a very, very popular item that was served in school cafeterias across the country. And it was our job to try to determine from that label what that particular foodstuff was. Wow. I believe my ingredients labeled 60. It read like a second or third year college chemistry assignment. And I realized that was something that appeared on our menu in our district many, many times. It happened to be a breaded beef stick. So if you have had a breaded beef stick, know that you've put some things in your body that are not very good. But I want to talk about our journey along the way to have a successful project, a successful, sustainable project. And I'm really happy to be asked, because I think it really showed that our project is really successful and very exciting. So hopefully the context helps. I have no disclosures, no relationships. I do have relationships, just none of them that need to be disclosed. So our project is part of Tri-County Health Department. It's the largest health department in Colorado. It's metropolitan Denver, but it is not Denver. It is the largest section of the Denver metro area without the city and county of Denver. Adams, Douglas, and Arapahoe counties. It involves 1.3 million people. It is very, very diverse, and it ranges from urban to rural. In fact, you can see the oil fields all the way up to the city streets. There are 15 school districts, 232,000 kids plus, and the largest school district is 60,631, and the smallest is 177 students, a district of 177 students. Very, very rural, farming, oil, ranching. So you can see here, City and County of Denver is in the middle, but that is the three counties that are represented. One of the things that we have kind of hitched our wagon to is the fact that Colorado, when you look at the obesity maps, we're the only state in the nation that is another color. I think we miss it by 1%. We're the healthiest state in the nation. One of the problems when it comes to obesity, but here is the problem. Obesity in Colorado increased 23% from 2003 to 2007. We're the second fastest rate of child obesity in the nation, rising second to Nevada. And that's nothing that we're proud of. So we hope to take this on. So as part of the CPPW, the leaders of our grant from Tri-County Health knew that it was very important to be able to get very busy people, superintendents, involved in exactly what the direction of our grant was going to be. So one of the things that we talked about is, as I was on part of the leadership planning team, is how do we bring all these people to the table? Well, I will tell you that money does help. $10.5 million was our grant award, and we were able to use that as a little bit of a leverage point and a little bit of a carrot. But we also had to keep in the back of our minds that things needed to be put into place that would be sustainable. So we let the superintendents know that critical decisions would be made and that we needed all hands on deck to help us make those decisions. I think in terms of, for Tri-County, the leaders of the grant, I think the ability to step back just a little bit, set up parameters about what we are trying to do, and then push the superintendents to the front was really key. It was really important also to get the right leaders at the table. One of the things that they talked about is they selected the superintendents to be on the leadership team based upon their passion, also based upon the ability to look at their influence with other superintendents from across that region, and then step back and gave the leaders a voice in that decision. So it looks relatively simple, but the decision was to increase access to healthy food and decrease access to unhealthy food. The beef sticks have to go. Increase non-food related healthy snacks for celebration and rewards, and increase weekly physical activity. At the same time, our state put in a mandatory requirement of 150 minutes per week for students for physical activity, so that also did help. Featured here are three things that we really looked at. One of the things, it has been kind of the perfect storm with some of our food stuff that we're putting in our children. The healthy choice right now in our society is an expensive choice for our families, and the lack of mobility for our children. Most of our children do not feel safe in our community walking to schools. So that is it's all kind of coming together to create the perfect storm. So we believe that the decisions that we made as leaders would address those particular issues. But the flat 14ers is something that we're particularly excited about. And that is, anyone in Colorado can climb a mountain. So we have 58 14,000 foot peaks in our state. And through a computer program, students, even adults across the community, can enter their steps or their laps or their basketball time or even their raking leaves. And it calibrates and moves children up a mountain. And they can one by one hopefully conquer 58 14,000 foot peaks. Along with that, there's some history of the peaks. It's really exciting. It's really fun. And we've decided to kind of target that at the middle school ages. It's sponsored by the Denver Broncos and CBS4, so we've received a lot of really, really positive attention. But we need to get rid of the beef sticks, get our kids moving. So why did it work? We invited the right people to the table. We had the right people. And we inspired them to want to do something about it. These are busy, busy people. But that transformation, something inside you has to click, where it becomes a moral imperative to do the right thing for kids. We have a wonderful grant coordinator in our school by the name of Dr. Jerry Howell. And he says, you know, one thing may not make that big of a difference, but if we do one, and we do one more, and you do one, and they do one, collectively we will begin to see the change. And I believe we've seen that change. So, and again, talking about the money, we had the money to back it up. So one of the things that we saw was much stronger wellness policies in the school district. If you come to my school district, cooks are cooking. It is very exciting to see. I just have a little story about chicken and rice casserole with broccoli. The first time the cooks put it on the plate, it all went into the trash can. Truly, our students would not try it. The second time, they dug their fork in a little bit, and they tasted it. And the third time, they said, wow, we kind of like this. So it can happen. We have to change students' palates just a little bit and stay with it. So now instead of the smell of chicken nuggets and beef sticks in our cafeteria, we smell broccoli cooking, which sometimes, I guess they tell us that's the smell of health, but healthy food and drink choices at school functions and non-food fundraisers and looking at school stores. And a big one is not using rewards such as pizza parties, corn dogs or whatever, or candy for incentives for students for good work, or instead using some things to get kids up and moving. So looking at something that has also been very successful is the development of partnerships that have just emerged. We've been able to enlist recreation districts, counties, municipalities in working with school districts to create great spots for kids to have recreation activities and also look at building some safe routes to school. So this is a site plan. It was industrial. Some of our school districts are very, very industrial. Look at it, it's barren. And through the grant, we were able to develop a site plan for a school and an area that is much more appealing. Students will be moving when you look at if we can work to develop site plans and develop places where children are safe to go and move around. So other successful outcomes. We had 100% of our selected schools with 80% survey participation in the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. And as part of our grant, Tri-County helped us work to use the data to become better at grant writing. And six of our sites received $414,000 for Safe Routes to School. So this is big. It is a big initiative and part of our grant. So we are hoping that as part of the CPPW program, we will leave a legacy for making the healthy choice the easy choice. And we are very happy with the process. We are very happy with the gains that we have made. And I wanted to show a video, but I thought it was real interesting. I said, asked the gentleman, I said, will I be able to show a short video? He said, no, we didn't pay the fee. And I thought, well, we know that in education. There's not a lot of money. There's not a lot of fees that are getting paid. So, but I did want to leave it in my presentation. It is a very short 2.5 minute clip on one of our small rural cities that has just absolutely taken on the health challenge in a huge way. And I believe I have given permission for my presentation to be posted. So it will click in when you're ready and you can watch a very, very enlightening and a great video on the city of Bennett. So I really want to thank you for your time, and I'm really honored to be asked. So thank you.